Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish authorities say at least 30 people were killed and nearly 100 others wounded. Associated Press quoting the Gaziantep provincial governor Ali Ariake said that one of the extremist attacks was a blast. It's not clear who is responsible for the attack. Last week, the region was hit by three attacks blamed on Kurdish separatists and the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK. A Turkish member of parliament said that it was the type of attack that could have been launched by the Islamic State group or the PKK. Gaziantep is about 64 kilometers from the Syrian border. Turkey has been racked by a series of attacks in recent months, including bombing at Istanbul Airport that killed 44. Another bombing killed 40 people in Ankara in March. Country is also still reeling from last month's failed coup attempt. The attack came after Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim said that the country will take a more active role in Syria in the next 6 months to prevent the country from being divided along ethnic lines. Speaking to reporters in Istanbul, Mr. Yildirim said the bloodshed needs to stop. Babies, children, innocent people should not die. Yildirim said that Syria's president, Bashar al-Assad, had no role in Syria's future. Yildirim also did express concern about the ethnic divides created by the five-year civil war in Syria, where Kurdish groups have carved out their own regions and occasionally fight with Syria's Arab majority. This is VOA News.